This week's parasha begins with a very strong speech by Yehuda, who claims that Yosef is being insensitive towards the brothers and most significantly towards their father. Yosef responds with the surprising to the brothers revelation that he is indeed Yosef. Torah tells us, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Gimel, the brothers were unable to respond to him. Not that they didn't respond, they were unable to respond. V'lo yochlu echav la'anot oto ki nivhalu mipanav. They were bewildered. The Gemara in Chagig Daf Daled Amud Bet, Rabbi Elazar tells us when he got to this pasuk, he would cry, and he would reflect on how intimidated we will be when we stand before Hashem on the Yom HaDin. Umato chacha shel basav adam kach. If the brothers were so intimidated by a human being, Yosef's revelation, how much more so when Hashem gives us tochacha? This idea is elaborated on by the Midrashim, the Medrash Rabbah. Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom ha-tochacha. Beyond the concept of din, there's also a concept of tochacha. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the brothers fainted, miyad parcha nishmatan, v'lo yochlu lanot oto. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, vay lanu miyom hadin, vay lanu miyom ha-tochacha. In both of the Midrashim, we see that there are two concepts, the concept of Yom HaDin and the concept of Yom HaTochacha. Tochacha is when someone is shown something. And I think the explanation is that more than Yosef showed them that they were wrong, Yosef showed them that they were being hypocritical. Here they were claiming that Yosef was being insensitive to their father. Ani Yosef, Haod Avichai, I'm Yosef, the one you sold into slavery and put my father through such pressure. Is our father still alive after all of that? Not what I'm doing, but after everything that you've done. The Beit HaLevi on the Pasuk has a lengthy elaboration where he speaks about how Yosef was trying to get the brothers to see the hypocrisy in the claim they were making. And of course, people are hypocritical because things feel worse when they're done to you than when you do them to other people. And Yosef was trying to get them to be able to see this. The Beit HaLevi goes on and elaborates how in our times as well, we are often hypocritical as well. And part of Yom HaDin is where Hashem shows us that the lies, the justifications we used to tell ourselves that we shouldn't expect more from ourselves were untrue, and that other aspects of our life should have been able to get us to see how untrue these justifications were. Let's learn the lesson from the brothers' experience so that we make the most of our capabilities and our potential, and we don't tell ourselves about our inabilities to justify not living up to it.